It's 97.1 Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Greg behind the glass, and we've got Dan Campbell coming up at 8.02. Moment yesterday from his press conference that everybody's reading into, and we are no different.
Yeah, I mean, he was jumping up and down, but here, best to hear it from him. Yeah, the more I hear it, I feel like I got trolled.
You don't think something's, quote, imminent?
Oh, I think something's imminent.
Well, could be.
I just don't know if, I mean, obviously it wasn't yesterday. I was kind of hoping for that last night, a little breaking news.
The question did ask 24 hours, so we're still in the 24-hour Christmas Eve window where he's jumping up and down.
24 hours?
Yeah. Could be today.
Maybe at 8.02. That would be nice. But I do think it's imminent.
Who's the name that gets you jumping up and down?
Oh, Trey Hendrickson. Of realistic expectations. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'd be jumping up and down for Myles Garrett, Max Crosby.
Prime Lawrence Taylor. I mean, it's not happening, but I'd love it.
Yes, yes. They're not bringing him back. But I think Trey Hendrickson is the one that would most make you jump up and down. He is the most Aiden-like. He's not Aiden Hutchinson, but he's the most Aiden-like because of how, I mean, he's a four-down guy
mm-hmm.
that can get after the quarterback, that can defend the run. He's got a high motor. He does everything Aiden-like. And then the thought of what really gets you jumping up and down is when Aiden's back, having both of those guys on either side.
Hendrickson wanted a deal or to be traded before the season. His team lost again last weekend. I know since he doesn't want to give up, you've got the draft capital in Detroit to really force a tough decision in Cincinnati. Hendrickson played with DJ Reader last season on that D-line in Cincy. He had 17.5 sacks. And you're right. This isn't like he just is a one-dimensional edge player. He is an every down guy. I would love it. I'd be jumping up and down if Brad Holmes came to me on Monday and he said, hey, Dan, I think we're going to get something done with Trey. Absolutely. I'd react the way Dan Campbell did. Yeah. That's who I hope it is.
I do as well. Now, there's a lot of different options. And we've talked about Hardy with the Tennessee Titans. Now, we didn't really hear much from him on Saturday. It's more Key.
Yeah.
But maybe that was just the matchup. I think there are some good options. There are ones where you could get excited, but I think in terms of fit for this defense, because as I mentioned last week, Hardy plays in that odd front and he's a more of an outside linebacker, but he is an edge defender in that defense. I don't know that he fits ideally into Aaron Glenn's style.
We asked Campbell last week, really the last couple weeks, about replacing Aiden, and I think the word you used last week was level of urgency. We'll get an update, but John, what's your level of urgency as we get down to it? It's a week from today.
Well, I would...
Like 1 to 10. Let's put a number on it.
Oh, level of urgency? 9.5. It has to happen. And I don't think they've shied away from saying that, yeah, they need more production from the edge, and if they're not going to get it for what they have, they're going to have to go outside the family. And it would be the first time at the trade deadline that they haven't sent somebody somewhere else and actually brought someone in. That's where it's all brand new. It's brand new for Brad Holmes. It's brand new for Detroit Lions fans and the anticipation of what being an actual buyer of significant production might be.
I'm right there with you. It's not a 10 because, like, can they win without adding an edge? Yes, it's just going to be harder, especially against the better teams. Yeah, I think I was going to say 9. You one-upped me per usual.
9.5.
Per usual, 9.5. That's fine. I'm right at the very tip.
Are you
top
ready to come
well.
Up the 14 wins?
Is there a 9.5 bus I can hop on? 248-539-9797. I see what you see. I see a football team that is great, that can be great, that needs to be given every chance to be the greatest version of themselves. And I do think that belief is shared by Campbell and Holmes. I don't think we were being trolled yesterday. He's been honest with us. He's been asked about guys. He's talked about we need a little more. Is something going to happen today?
Well,
I hope so.
So the urgency is for the trade deadline. There also should be some urgency that I would like to have whoever it is available to play against the Green Bay Packers. Now, that would have to be one where, hey, they're sitting at the airport this morning just waiting for everything to be finalized, and they're going to be here when practice starts on Wednesday to get up to speed to be able to be in
some kind of package, right?
Right.
To have some reps this week. You want a guy in probably by tomorrow at the right? Because in terms of getting a full practice week in.
Yeah. I say Hardy, it's Harold Landry.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I know. I should have corrected you.
Yeah, no, that's okay. You can. Harold Landry. I just combined the first and last name.
You turned him into Greg Hardy or something?
Hardy.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway. No, but to get a guy in this week, you'd probably want to get it today or tomorrow to truly get him that Thursday, those Friday practices, get the install. And I don't know that they'd be, you know, a 50, 60 snap guy right out of thin air on a new team, but get him in for some amount of plays, get their feet under him. It's a big game against the Packers. That's the other reason to create a little more urgency, right?
Well, yeah, because you create a little bit more distance between yourself and division opponents. This is an opportunity to hold on to that number one seed. It's an opportunity to create distance in the NFC North, and we are the current kings of the North. We want to stay there. So every chance you get, and last year they played well in Lambeau Field. They got a win.
That was a fun game.
It was a fun game. And do they need someone to be a Super Bowl champion? I don't know that they have to, but I think it sure would help.
And it would feel, I've used this word, negligent, to not add somebody. Knowing what you've missed, knowing what Aiden meant, and knowing that you got a team that really only has one glaring need. Ticket Texter says, Dan is 110% trolling you guys. Anybody thinks he's tipping his hand is stupid.
Well, he told us last week, that they would like to add somebody on the edge and that Brad has already brought him some ideas.
Yep. He wasn't shy about it.
Yeah. So it's maybe we bought in. As you know, we can be prone to do at times, but I think we all believe that something will happen. I hope it happens before and they're able to play against the Pack. If not, it simply has to happen by 4 o'clock next Tuesday.
Campbell's just clowning the beat writers. That's all this is, Jeff and Petoskey. Mike and Alpina says, hold on guys, Dan doesn't have a poker face. He always wears his heart on his sleeve. He's truthful. A trade is imminent. Mike and Alpina.
Well, we're getting it from all over the state.
I was going to say this. Nice flavor.
So I'm curious. Was it possible that Cincinnati, one, was waiting to see what they were going to do this weekend? Could they get a win? Another loss adds to the likelihood that maybe with a guy that asked to be traded before the season, maybe now they're saying, you know what, we're out.
His value will never be higher than right now.
Right. And so we can get maximum value for Hendrickson, and then on top of that, maybe they were waiting to see what happened in the division last night. Steelers take another step forward.
And they got to play the Steelers twice still to close out the season. Maybe they think that's a positive, but those two more games against playoff-bound opponents, I think three of the next four games are against teams with winning records.
Right.
So if you're Cincy, like there has to be some level of, hey, we don't want to give up on the season, but if the Lions are willing to offer us, I don't know, two twos or a one or something like that, don't we have to? Don't we have to, as a team with a losing record, take the best offer we're going to get for a player we're going to lose?
Well, okay, and so Cincinnati, just take them for a second. They started off 0-3, and it's highly unlikely that any team that starts off 0-3 actually makes the playoffs. They ended up, you know, winning three of the next four, but then ultimately lost to the Eagles.
Now they're point loss.
Yeah, now they're sitting there at 3-5, and the defense has kind of been the bigger issue than the offense. Not kind of, has been the bigger issue. And that's along with Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson is still getting good pressure. So it goes to, do they believe that they're out, that they're done, that they're not going to make the playoffs, and they want to maximize their value of Trey Hendrickson and maybe flip that into, hey, yeah, we still know that we need to add to the defense, but we could do that with the draft capital that we get from the Lions.
The question was, is something imminent with the pass rush? Could be. And he's jumping up and down. He looks giddy. Looks like it's Christmas Eve. And we asked the question, what player would cause you to jump up and down? Do you believe it? Or as some people suggest, he's just trolling us. Ticket Texter says, Dan Campbell can't hide or fake his emotions. It's happening, people. That's Luke in a truck. And John, the name that would get us most excited that's realistic is Trey Hendrickson. But it's not the only name, and people can send those in. 248-539-9797. Arden Key had a big game against the Lions last week, so people have brought him up. Granderson's the edge down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
There's some familiarity there. I do think they're making a move in the next week, and ideally you make it this week going into the Green Bay game. The urgency is there. This football team is every bit Super Bowl bound. give him the best chance to do it, deliver it, and win it.
I would love to see him do it by Sunday. And in enough time to integrate whatever player it is into the system of Aaron Glenn. If that doesn't happen, it simply has to happen by 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Because yeah, while I would love to have him for the Green Bay game and see what it looks like and start to, you know, the process of moving forward, it ultimately needs to be there for, I mean, they're going to have 9 games in at that point, 7 games in, and for the remainder of the rest of the half of the season.
Dan is a big-time actor now with these commercials, but he's not that good. We will hear of a trade today, reads the ticket text. Today.
Today would be nice.
It'd be great.
802.
Perfect. Break it with us. The ticket texter says, my level of urgency is an 8 out of 10. The window is now for a Super Bowl. I think we trade for Hendrickson today at 1:47 p.m. Get on the 14-3 freight train, Jimmy, signed Tom in Flat Rock. Listen, they trade for Trey Hendrickson. I will be trying to catch the very last seat on that 14-3 bus before it leaves station. Because I would love, he to me is such a Detroit Lions player. Uh-huh. The familiarity, the fit.
Seat's taken.
How did I know that's how this bit was going to end, by the way? Oh, sorry there, bud. You're going to have to walk. Hitchhike your way.
The clock is ticking.
I'll hitchhike my way to New Orleans if I have to. Tom, by the way, in Flat Rock, he made a meme the other day. I just showed you.
And yeah, love
it. It's some people have seen the freight train running over a bus. It's John's 14-3 freight train running over my 12-5 bus. Get on board, baby. Uh-huh.
Splitting it in two. Let's go.
People have pointed out, hey, you don't know how long Ben Johnson's going to be here. More urgency to make sure that you win while you have this diabolical genius orchestrating your offense.
That is a curious question, is how long is Ben Johnson going to be here? How long is he going to continue to be able to put together this offense with Jared Goff? Both of these guys have been so good together. I mean, he's had a chance to leave the last couple of years. And with what coordinators are now making, I understand head coaches make more. They also bear the brunt of more responsibility, and chances of being fired go way up.
And you want to make sure you pick the right gig, which is clearly something he values.
Sure. But what is that right gig? Does he have one of 32 teams that he would be like, you know what, I would take this one over, and just waiting for it to come up?
And it's not necessarily prestige. Like, Dallas could open up this offseason. Do you want to walk into that mess right now? I mean, a lot goes into it.
Sure. But
and
like
he's clearly shown to be someone who is going to be a little more thorough than most guys. Hey, most guys get a job, they take it because you just don't know. He feels really confident that he's going to be doing this for a long time.
Yeah, he's got the luxury of patience and the luxury of knowing that even if you start slow, which the offense did, I mean, ish, in the first couple of weeks, that now you are the coordinator of the most prolific offense in the NFL this year.
Texter says Ben Johnson will be in Philly next year. Get it done now. Ticket Texter says, my level of urgency is a 12 out of 10. We've watched this team be so bad for so long. The Super Bowl is never even a possibility. This person says, I believe I'd be on every move possible to win a Super Bowl. The time is now to get it done.
So that's the difference between where fans are coming from and where Brad Holmes is coming from. Fans have been at this, some of them for 60, 70 years, hoping for a moment like this. Brad Holmes has been at this now going on 4 years.
Guys, I think the trade's already done. They just can't announce it yet. That's why Campbell was so giddy.
See, that's kind of what I think. Mm-hmm. But it's. I mean, no, the hard part, and it doesn't matter how tight of a ship you run, and we believe Brad Holmes has things buttoned up as tight as it can possibly be. We never hear anything leaked out going into the draft. We never really hear anything leaked out going into free agency or into the regular season. It just kind of hits you. And I believe that's kind of what's going on now. I 100% trust that they are going to do something, that those conversations are going on. And Dan even said last week, yeah, he's brought a name.
He's done some homework on some guys.
Yeah. And so I think that's, I think it's imminent.
Jacob in Shelby Township, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. So, I just wanted to say that the urgency for me is about a 9.5. I feel like he's already got a deal made, but, you know, I don't want to put all my bets on that. I do think, though, that I'm kind of, turned off by the fact that I don't understand why we aren't so willing to give up our draft picks for next year to make a good really good trade. Because we've got depth all over the place. I mean, we might need a wide receiver. We might need another DB. But other than that, I mean, we're pretty well stacked.
And a lot of these guys are locked up on long-term deals. You feel like the bones and the foundation is set for years to come. It's not like these draft picks are going to be foundational at this point.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. Hopefully we already got a deal in the works and you know, he can show up before Green Bay, because that ain't going to be like the Titans, man. That's going to be a legendary quarterback out there. So, you know, we got to be able to give that pass rush.
I just winced. Good quarterback. I'm not sure legendary, whether it's Jordan Love or Malik Willis. I'm not sure I'd use the word legendary yet.
Yeah, I guess I agree with that. He's a good quarterback. Yeah.
Jacob, you're doing the thing that these broadcasts do when they've got a matchup. They're like really, really selling it. Oh, yeah. Today at Lambeau Field, we have the latest Packer legend, Jordan Love. And it's like, played well for about a year.
Yeah.
And we don't
they've
even know, by the way,
games with Malik Willis.
Right. We don't even know who's going to start quite yet because of the groin injury with Jordan Love.
Right. Doesn't sound major. No. I kind of expect him to play.
I kind of think that
he will. But maybe at least it slows him down a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Which works into the Lions' favor.
Yeah.
Malik Willis is fast.
He is. Just ask Doug Karsh about it. Is there any conflict for Doug if Malik starts?
There's got to be at least some internal strife. That was his guy coming out of Liberty. So, and now he may be facing the Lions.
The Lions have a big stretch coming up here because it's not just Green Bay. It's getting someone acclimated for Green Bay, but also Sunday night against Houston the very next week. And Nico Collins, I believe, is due back from the IR for that Sunday night matchup.
Yep.
And then we talked about the second half of the season. You're going to play a bunch of division opponents. You still have to play five division games the rest of the way, plus the Buffalo Bills.
And the Niners.
And the Niners.
Yeah, who, you know, by that time might be healthy.
And it's at their place, week 17.
Yeah, twice against the Bears.
Including an outdoor game.
Yep, and you still have the Pack again at home. You got the Niners on the road. You've got the Bills, the Vikings. It's a tough second half of the season.
That's why everything gets cranked up. Trade deadline 1 week from today.